237.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Ah, that's Pope Benedict the 16th, and of course his reign almost over, February 28th. That's it, he resigned, so he was doing it in Latin. And also in English and in Italian, basically saying goodbye to the people. You're going to hear a re-rack on America Tonight with Ashley McGuire about why he resigned, the speculation, and who will step into the Pope's hat and his Prada shoes. Hey, what a way to start this show. Kate Delaney wishing that all your cruises, according to Carnival anyway, will be smooth sailing in the near future. That has to be one of the biggest stories heading into the weekend. The Triumph was anything but, as it fell flat and made its way to Mobile, Alabama, was pretty furious people. Then we had a meteor that slammed into Russia, injuring about 1,000 people, but nobody dies. Nobody dies. Chris Dorner also dies in a cabin after a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and now in Los Angeles, after the ex-cop held the police department at bay, now the debate is over, will anyone get the million-dollar reward, including the tipster who tipped off the cops about Big Bear Lake, where he ultimately was captured. What a week that was, and the week that's coming up, at least when it comes to Washington, will be very slow, because it is President's Day, and that means that the senators and Congress folks are taking a break for a week. They're off for a week. So all the arguments about the leaked immigration plan, yeah, that happened. The White House says it was only a drafting and a backup immigration reform plan in case the bipartisan thing doesn't work out. You know, you have to have plan A, B, C, D, E, and so on and so forth. That's how we roll here in D.C. But the fact is, leaking it probably was not a good deal, because that's not going to make the people that are part of this bipartisan effort very happy about it. So Obama's immigration bill has been deemed dead on arrival. But it won't be argued about during the week, because it is a lame duck week in D.C. Time for a break. And all this argument over Chuck Hagel, who Senator Lindsey Graham says is one of the most unqualified defense nominees ever in the history of the United States of America, also is on ice because of the fact that there's no votes, no committees, none of that kind of stuff. So since it is vacation time, where do you think the president is? He's playing golf. He's playing golf with Tiger Woods. Yes, at least they had a round together on Sunday. So that's how he chills. He's either on the links or in Hawaii when he gets some time off, knowing that nothing's happening with the boys on the hill and the women on the hill. Shut down for a week. So a long president's weekend at the Floridian. Although he will be coming back to Washington on Monday. Wonder what the score was. Do you think Tiger Woods really outplayed the president? Probably got some good instruction, I would imagine. I know there's a joke or two in there, and perhaps you can write your own. It is no joking matter, however. Some of the things heading into this week that we're going to be talking about. There's some cool things, including we have a great giveaway that I'll tell you about at the tail end of the show. And gas prices, that's something to weep about, not to laugh about. Gas prices, have you noticed, have gone up, up, up for 31 straight days. I say it all the time. It's such a layup to say, but it's so true, isn't it? We all gripe, complain, whine, and try to figure out what we're going to do and who's accountable and what should happen in the future when we hit our threshold. And what is our threshold? I think for most of it, it's $4. But for AAA to say that for 31 straight days it has risen, and that's 13% to $3.71, not a good thing. Not a good thing, right? Because it's hitting us in the wintertime when so many people who are getting slammed with all this snow have to pay bigger heating bills. Ooh, you think of those New England states, and you think of the, I mean, you think of that, and you think of the fact that for some people, here we are coming up in tax season. Boy, if you have to owe the government anything, that's nasty. In California, I talked to a friend of mine in California, $5 for gas in California. And we're talking regular, by the way. So we're not even talking about premium, premium. Premium, premium is $5.22. $5. Oh, that's nasty.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, that is nasty. $5, then I'm, you know, I'm walking. I'm riding my bike. Because if the national average salary is $41,000 and people are getting less on their monthly paychecks because the we've temporarily lowered the payroll tax, right? Well, that's now this is what we're talking about. It seems like a little tiny amount, right? Ooh, it's not seems like a little bit, but that little bit is hitting people. Because you're talking about $60 with gas at $5 or almost $4, that's where it comes in. You start to look at that debit card. If you're like me and you don't carry a lot of cash, because who carries cash now, right? You look at that debit card, then you go look at the bank statement and you forget, oh, yeah, I stopped for gas. And before you know it, it's unbelievable how much money starts to get sucked out of the account. And then you realize, man, I got a lot less than I thought. And gas is the thing that really shakes us all up. $5 is way, 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 way over the top, especially in California where people have to be stuck in cars for a long time. So their commutes, their average commutes can be up to an hour, even if really they're only technically going 20 minutes away. That's how bad the traffic is. So they're going to feel that pinch probably more than man, more than any of us. All right, I said that the week that was, certainly one of the big stories was Pope Benedict stepping aside as the Pope and the fact that now he's going to live in an apartment with the cloistered nuns behind him in Vatican City saying he's going to spend his days praying and doing what he likes to do. Pouring over religious research, I think. He's a scholar. He was a scholar before that when it came to religion, anything to do with biblical passages and implications and all that kind of stuff. And there's speculation as to why he bailed. Some of it's sinister because of the big scandal with the Catholic Church and pedophiles and priests. So we're going to talk to an expert coming up on the flip side that you might have missed. One of the best from last week on Pope Benedict, his future, who steps in and whatnot. Hang with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. Extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate DeGlaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. In the wings in our virtual green room, we spared no expense. He's got his feet up, he's relaxing, and he's thinking about that State of the Union address. Stacey Swimp, a member of the National Center's Project 21 Black Leadership Network. We love these guys. We've had so many different people on with just amazing things that they've written, editorials, all kinds of things that the black leadership, frankly, from Project 21 has done. And so we're always happy to have somebody on, especially someone like Stacey, to talk about the State of the Union address a couple of days ago. First of all, Stacey, when you watched the speech, what was the overwhelming thing that you kept hearing that came out at you?
First of all, the first reaction I had was physiological. I was trying to keep from running to the bathroom, if you know what I mean. And, because it was quite sickening to listen to, the lies. Let me just, if I can be so candid on your show.
Sure.
The lies. And, the first thing he talked about was we need to finish the job. And immediately I began to say to myself, clearly he's referencing the globalist agenda that he's been on since he's been in office to strip Americans of all individual liberty and fundamentally changing this republic into a socialist nation. So to answer your question, that was the very first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, when you say that about the socialist nation thing, you know, when I say that on the air, I get pummeled. And when callers call up and say that, and I'll back it up. We'll start to pick out different policies, different things. And when we look at that, and we look at policies. What are a couple of the things that really popped out at you?
Oh, that's very easy. Think about it. One of the things that he said was that he was concerned about Americans being able to find and retain full-time employment. Remember that?
Yes.
And the first thing I said to myself was, Mr. President, if that is true, then why did you push for and succeed in enacting what can only be called socialized medicine? Anytime that you have government medicine, you're forcing people to get this or be penalized or, in fact, criminalized. And that's the key part of your listeners. I hope that you're listening to that. The key part is if you don't do it, you will be criminalized. So this big government takeover, if you will lead to employers being forced to hire fewer people. That's what socialization does, socialized medicine. And if you want one more quick policy, let me point you to something called the Davis-Bacon Act. Now, the Davis-Bacon Act, to your listening audience, is a big labor policy. Now, I want you to understand something about the Davis-Bacon Act. The Davis-Bacon Act creates an unlevel playing field where the government gets to pick winners and losers. The winners are the unions, and the losers are the majority of the American workers who are not unions. So what this is a really a form of corporate welfare, if you will, and entitlements that are given to the union. That is a form of socialism in labor. So, I mean, I can go on and on, but quickly, those are two things I want your listening audience to think about. Obamacare, yep. Big mm-hmm. labor.
Yeah, and with the Obamacare, this is the thing. So much now is starting to happen, Stacey, as you know, because people are seeing their policies double, triple, and also a lot of small businesses, which makes up the majority of the businesses in this country, are saying, man, mm-hmm. we're stuck, and it's cheaper for us. So if you're going to penalize us, or depending on the numbers of people we have, sure, we'll take that because it's cheaper.
Oh,
and
that's
a problem.
And I had a doctor describe Obamacare to me, and he likened it to a rubber band. And it sounded so simplistic, but it really is that simplistic. And what he was trying to say was that Obamacare creates a rubber band effect in the sense that because of socialized medicine, you're immediately, just like that, increasing the demand for health care. We know that, right?
Right.
But the other thing that people aren't thinking about is you're also decreasing the supply. So anytime that you decrease the supply, increase the demand, it creates an effect that goes in two opposite directions. And let me tell you something, folks. I came down with serious sinusitis, I guess they called it. A sinus infection a few days ago. Mm-hmm. I had to go to the emergency room, and I'll make my point quickly, because my head was spinning, I was dizzy. But get this, when I got to the emergency room, I waited for 3 hours. Now, we're not even talking about Obamacare setting in yet, but I had to wait for 3 hours in excruciating pain. I want you to think about what that looks like once Obamacare sets in, and now you've got a room full of people in the emergency room who very often don't even need ER, but it's going to create a tremendous abuse of the system. So that three-hour wait that I had, guess what that turns into? A 6 or 7 hour wait.
Yeah, and then you can imagine.
In some cases, I assure you that there are going to be people who are going to die from preventable situations because of this kind of socialized medicine, my friends. Mark my words.
Yeah, and staying on that path for a second here, because this is interesting. You notice even when I got my insurance, they're talking about, oh, we'll pay for part of a gym or wellness programs and all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying people shouldn't try to prevent or get healthy or whatever, but, man, so much money is going in that direction. Let's be real about that. That's taking it away from the other stuff, don't you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. And I don't want to forget while we're talking about Obamacare, if I can.
Yeah.
I want people to understand that Sarah Palin nailed it a few years ago. I mean, she caught a lot of flack. But the reality of it is she nailed it when she talked about his death panel. We can't let people forget about that, okay? At the end of the day, take, for example, prostate cancer. Now, we know that prostate cancer is something that can affect or impact any male. But the reality of it is that black men, for whatever reason, I'm not a doctor, I don't know why, but black men seem to be more predisposed to prostate cancer. Do you know that under the Obamacare death panel, they're saying that they're no longer going to recommend prostate exams as preventative care? What about that? So people, you know, and this is coming from the radical left who cares so much about the poor. This is coming from the same so-called black president. By the way, I can't figure out what makes him black. No one's been able to explain that one to me yet. But this is coming from the so-called president who put up a website, if you remember, during his campaign, African Americans for Obama. But his policies clearly say he could care less about them.
Well, yeah, I had no idea about that, about the prostate exams. That's terrible. Especially when you think of all the athletes and whatnot who have done commercials telling people to go get screenings and how vital that is because
exactly,
they had
exactly.
it happen to them. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Terrible.
Exactly. So, I mean, so I have to tip my hat to Sarah Palin, because she literally prophesied, if you will, about that kind of thing. And lo and behold, here we are. But circling back around, when you're talking about socialization, or why we call this guy a socialist, you've got to understand something. Let's talk about the tax system for a moment. Everyone has to have, and Dr. Ben Carson said it, I don't know if you saw his
speech. I did. It was excellent.
It was an excellent speech, but understand something, folks. I love Ben Carson, but he didn't say anything different than what conservatives have been saying for years.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything different than what President Ronald Reagan's financial advisor has said. Guess what? He didn't say anything different than what Herman Cain said during the presidential campaign, okay, for the Republican Party. The reality of it is that the president and the left are trying to create a socialist nation, and at the end of the day, they understand. They know what they're doing. When Obama said he wanted to fundamentally change America, he meant that, folks. If 45 to 50% of the American people, because of a broken or inadequate tax system, are not paying into the system, but yet the majority of the people who are getting out of the system are the same people who are not paying for the system, that can't stand. How many of you would allow me to come to your home, eat all your food, you know, use your electricity? I mean, you and your husband sound like very nice people, but I don't think you're going to let me do that. I really don't. You know, you're not going to let me drive your car, drive all the gas
sure.
in your car, and never contribute to anything. What that is a theft. Socialism is nothing less than theft. When you're saying, and Obama's saying, and unfortunately, some of the people on the right are falling for the narrative. They're backpedaling. They're scared. And so they start using this class warfare rhetoric of the middle class. We kept hearing that during Obama's speech. Oh, the middle class, the middle class, the middle class. But the reality, what about solutions for all of Americans? Instead of us playing that game and separating Americans along economic status, what about we fix this broken tax system, scrap it, and put in a flat tax? What about we do something about the U.S. corporate tax code? Because under Obama, what's happening is America is now, it has the highest U.S. corporate tax code, I know I'm on a rant, in the world. How did that happen? There's no reason for that.
No.
At the end of the day, that's penalizing businesses for being successful. It's forcing them to flee overseas. And then guess what? When they want to invest money back to the United States, guess what Obama wants to do? He wants to punish them again and tax them again. So businesses are saying, okay, well, you know, we want to do this. We want to create jobs here, the large corporations, some of them. We want to reinvest into the American people. Well, Obama is making it impossible for us to do it, and he knows it. So for people who are Obama apologists, if you will, it's amazing that you keep defending this guy when he's doing everything he can to destroy the opportunity for people he claims are the middle class and the lower class to live a quality of life. And guess what? I'm going to say this. Isn't it interesting how Mr. Obama puts his kids in private school and he's the leading voice against school choice in Washington, D.C.? Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, no kidding. Stacey, can you hang through with us? We need to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out,
all right, we're continuing with Stacey Swimpen, member of the National Center's Policy 21 Black Leadership Network, and he certainly wasn't impressed, as I wasn't, with President Obama's State of the Union address, and we're picking apart certain things. We're talking about Obamacare as we see that unfold. That wasn't so much the focus at all of his speech, but it's something that cripples us and will cripple us economically. And you mentioned the corporate tax rate. We're just talking about that. It's so crazy. 35%, highest in the world. That's the biggest problem, but that's never, ever discussed. And yet in his speech, he mentioned Apple. He started talking about a few other companies, choice companies, Caterpillar or whatever, which we hear in every single speech and they throw out. But if you dig a little bit deeper, you find out that it's really not as many jobs as they're sort of playing up to, and that this is nothing of bringing jobs back. Those companies are still, they still have operations in other countries.
Absolutely. You know, one of the comments that the president made was, and this is a direct quote because it's branded in my brain because I just couldn't believe he had the audacity to say it. He said, the next revolution in manufacturing is made here in America. This is what he said. The next revolution in manufacturing is made here in America. He said, we can get that done. And my first thought was, Mr. President, not as long as you continue raising the U.S. corporate tax code and forcing jobs overseas and then punishing businesses when they attempt to invest profits from abroad back into the United States of America. It's just not going to happen. But I want you to, I want to make sure that we don't forget to talk about this also. Remember, he said that he also wants to call for an increase in the federal minimum wage to
$9.
Yes, $9. Did you hear that?
Yeah, and we have people on saying that's not possible. Yeah.
To your listening audience, people, I'm going to make this very simple. Every sound economist knows that entry-level jobs are at tremendous risk every time the minimum wage is increased. And in layman's terms, what am I saying? I'm saying that every time minimum wage goes up, American workers are laid off. It's just that simple. So you might say, well, why is that, Stacey? It's simple, folks. The majority of the job creators in the United States of America are small business owners. They're not the big rich guys that everybody's talking about on the left who's taking advantage of the poor little guy. That's a false narrative. Okay, Obama's not Robin Hood, folks. At the end of the day, the majority of the jobs in this nation are created by small business owners. So guess what? Every time that goes up, not only are they continuing to have to pay payroll taxes and pay all this other stuff, but now all of a sudden they gotta pay more for people who haven't even earned that. How would you feel? And to the host of this show, how would you feel if you're working a job and you develop a skill set? Mm-hmm. And now you're making $9 and $10 an hour, and all of a sudden, because the government says so, the employers are going to put somebody at an equal level with you, not so-called equal time for equal pay, even though they haven't earned it. Wouldn't you feel just a little bit offended?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You feel just a little bit offended. So, but from an economic standpoint, folks, if you raise the minimum wage to $9, millions of Americans are going to lose their jobs because small business owners can't handle that forced increase by the government. They have overhead. Okay, they have overhead. So now it's just too much. You want to socialize medicine on the small business owner. You want to increase minimum wage on the small business owner. Barack Obama is going to create a situation through his administration where poverty in this country is going to escalate exponentially. We already have a record number of people on welfare, people. We have a record number of people in poverty, children who are hungry because of this man. Our country is doing worse now than what we've done in decades because of this man and his policies.
Yeah.
Wake up. I have to tell you.
I agree.
Wake up.
Yeah. Let me read you something. This is from the State of the Union address, and you heard and you know, but a year and a half ago, I put forward an American Jobs Act that independent economists, get that, said would create more than 1 million new jobs. I thank the last Congress for passing some of that agenda, and I urge this Congress to pass the rest. Tonight, I'll lay out additional proposals that are fully paid for and fully consistent with the budget framework both parties agreed to just 18 months ago. And then I love this part. He said, let me repeat, nothing I'm proposing tonight should increase our deficit by a single dime. Yeah, right. I did the numbers, and it definitely did.
We call that four-tongue language. Now, folks, I'm from the ghetto, okay? I'm from the ghetto. Back in the hood, I'm just telling you, I'm from the ghetto. And I'm just being honest. And there's a term that we used to use when we were growing up for dope fiends. It was called a dope fiend move. Obama tried to pull a dope fiend move on American people, okay? Now, what do I mean by a dope fiend move? You know, a dope addict tends to, in the hood, if you were anywhere else, when he wants to try to get something more from you, he'll perpetrate this fraud and put on a mask and make you think he's changed the era of his ways. I'm a new guy. I'm not going to spend like I used to spend. I'm not going to do the things I used to do. In fact, I'm open to the Republican Party. At the end of the day, guess what we found out? He was still pushing the same big spending, big government, keep taxing the American people agenda. Didn't we learn that?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We call that a dope fiend move. I bet y'all didn't know he was a dope fiend.
I love that. And another thing that goes right along with this, where he's talking about the Fix It First program, putting people to work as soon as possible on urgent repairs, like the 70,000 deficient bridges in this country, and then says, and it's under the same breath, but taxpayers shouldn't shoulder the burden. Really? We don't want to shoulder any of it. There's states, and there's things that come in from toll roads.
You want to talk about bridges and construction, my friend. Let me tell you, listening audience, I'm going to go back to what I said about big labor. So the president is talking about building bridges and construction jobs, but he is the most anti-free market president in modern American history. Why am I saying that? I don't want people just to think I'm talking. Folks, I want you to look up three things, very quickly. I want you to look up something called the Davis-Bacon Act. You heard me mention that earlier. Now, what does that mean? That means that jobs that are fully or partly funded by the federal government, construction jobs to be specific, because of big labor and these false, non-transparent surveys that they allow the unions to fill out, what happens is they're forcing a certain wage on the American workers, and they're trying to say that the taxpayers, in fact, need to pay 15% to 50% higher for projects taxed than what they should be paying. This is because, again, of the relationship between the left and big labor. But here's the other thing. The Davis-Bacon Act was created in 1931 with a specific purpose of keeping, get ready for this, keep black workers from the South who were going in a Jim Crow society, who were going to the northern states and underbidding white-only unions in the 1920s and 30s, they say we got to put a stop to that. And guess how they did it with the Davis-Bacon Act? 81 years later, guess what they're still doing? The Davis-Bacon Act. Okay?
Yeah.
And project labor agreements, it's the same thing. Project labor agreements are conditioned for employment that says that you must be in a union in order to bid on certain contracts or work on certain contracts in construction jobs. Now, why should the majority of the American workers who are not a part of a union be discriminated against and be prevented from working in building trades? But that's one of the things that the president is doing. So when he talks about these bridges, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't belong to a union, you're not getting that job. Okay?
Yeah, that's the truth.
And 9 out of 10, if you live in an urban community, if you're black, a minority, if you're a woman, if you're a female, guess, I'm going to tell you something. If you have a lot of women in our nation who are small business owners, even in building trades industries. A lot of people don't know that. Okay? And these women in particular are being discriminated against by the Obama administration in construction industries. Who would have thought it when the president also talked about we need to do something like a women's victim act? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, the women's.
So he's the same guy that's victimizing women in construction industries, my friend.
What? How is it, Stacey, seriously, how is it that the president seems to float on angel wings? How did, you know, how did this happen back to back in twice? There was definitely opposition. There were people pointing things out saying, you know, listen, look at the track record. Look at what happened in the what he did in Illinois at the state level. Then when he comes in as a senator for such a short period of time. I mean, now are people waking up? Yeah.
How did it happen? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do a couple of things. Two parallel answers to that question. The first thing is, let's talk about the fact that sadly, unfortunately, a great number of Americans are what we call constitutionally illiterate. Okay? That's not to insult anybody. That's to say that means that they're not learned in the principles of the United States Constitution. They do not understand the role of government. That's why they buy into the left's agenda of big government and government taking responsibility for things that we should be doing for ourselves or for one another. So that's constitutional illiteracy, the major problem in our country, the lack of strong civic education in the government-run schools, the public school system, which is failing. Moral illiteracy, moral relativism, all financial illiteracy, and let's face it, folks, just flat-out illiteracy. So at the end of the day, illiteracy morally, financially, and constitutionally opens up, opens a pathway, if you will. It opens an inroad for the kind of manipulation that we see on the left. But let's take some responsibility, in spite of that, on the right, because we're complicit in our own failures. And at the end of the day, part of the problem is, and I'm going to be very candid,
right,
too many conservatives talk too much and do too little. I get sick of hearing whining conservatives. Oh, but they're going to call us racist. And Stacey, we can't go out there. Because I live in Michigan. And I'm telling you something. Conservatives will not go out. They haven't since I've been in Michigan. Will not go into Detroit. Will not go into Pontiac and Flint and Sag and all these predominantly left communities. They won't go into Washington, D.C., Philadelphia. But they'll whine and cry. It's impossible that but Obama got 100% of our vote in Philadelphia. Well, I don't know if that's impossible. But what I do know is if that is possible, then the reason why it's possible is because we don't take it upon ourselves to go and develop and cultivate relationships and promote the message of limited government, individual responsibility, a strong free market, and a strong defense in these communities. We concede them to the left, and then when we get the results that we get, we start whining about it.
Yeah.
So at some point, we have got to take some responsibility for choking on what we know instead of getting out there and doing the mission with the people who don't know what we know, instead of always preaching to the choir. When Mitt Romney came to Michigan, he spent all his time in the suburbs. He spent all his time in the rural area. Okay? At the end of the day, he had the right message. Listen, I told you I was ghetto, right? It was an old white Republican. See, I don't care what you look like. All that matters is, do you know the truth? Do you believe in this country? Do you believe in the principles of this great republic that are built upon Judeo-Christian principles?
Yeah. Perfect place to end this thing. Good stuff. Stacey Swift, we'd love to have you back on again. You were terrific. Thanks for coming on America Tonight. Have you ever ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Great country, had one of those great weekends, you know, one of those weekends where you just don't want to get up and go to work because it was that great. It is a President's Day weekend, so there are people that have the extra day off. You can imagine, though, I was still deluged with so much email, I could hardly believe it. So, with that, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. The first one I got here is from Bill, listening to us in the great state of Iowa. And he says, Kate, can you believe this thing with the meteor smashing into Russia? You know, I saw a couple of stories about it, but not much was made. Do you think people just don't care that it's Russia, or they're shocked, or they really have no reaction to this whatsoever? I don't know. I think it's a huge story. A meteor hits anywhere in whatever continent or wherever. I think it's pretty huge, especially when you think the fact that it could have hit one of our cities. How crazy would that be if it had hit Chicago, or if it had hit Philly or San Francisco or L.A., or for that matter, who cares? Downtown Little Rock, Arkansas, people could have gotten slammed with the falling rocks. And just, you know, how shocking is it when that happens? For those people, they were shocked. They said that it felt like a kind of a sonic boom and a big flash. And, yeah, I don't understand why. Sure, there were some things done about it, but, how come there wasn't more made about it? You know, I can't answer that question. I don't know. Because people were focusing on the Pope retiring, the Pistorius stuff. The big thing was the distraction of the cruise ship, a little Washington conversation. You know, I don't know. That might have been what it was all about. So, yeah, the other stories out there that seem to be bigger, but I think the meteor is pretty big. Let me see. Let me look at my watch. Oh, we're just a few minutes away from a meteor hitting us? Yeah. All right, move on to this one from the Snake. And the Snake says, Ms. Delaney, I just got to tell you, man, I know you like sports like I like sports, but I don't like me any basketball. I watched for 2 seconds the All-Star game and thought it was pathetic. How can anyone watch pro hoops, especially their version of what they would call an All-Star game? They weren't even calling half of the stuff. And that's when I decided that, you know what, I don't need to watch this anymore. It could, because it was just that boring. In fact, I would rather watch a rerun of Hee Haw than watch an NBA All-Star game. Ooh, I don't know about that. I never watched Hee Haw, but I'm assuming you must be saying it was just that bad. All right, this one's from Carol, and Carol says, I have to tell you, I am, for one, very glad it is President's Day weekend because I get that extra day off. Doesn't it seem that the weeks fly by when you head into a new year? Doesn't it seem like we were just dragging our Christmas trees to the curb? How did it all go by in an instant? Yeah, Carol, stealing my thunder. I can't tell you off the air how many times I say to Matt Johnson, where'd the weekend go? What happened to the weekend? In fact, I think it's the first, I don't even say hi to him. I think the first thing I say to him is, what happened? Did I miss something? It was just like that. Boom. It was over in an instant. Let's move on to this one. This one from Ryan, who says, wow, leaked immigration. I heard you mention it, that leaked immigration plan. That is a big deal. So basically the president, who was applauding the fact that there was bipartisan cooperation, is saying, Kate, that he doesn't trust bipartisan cooperation, so much so that he's got a backup plan just to make sure. I think that is so bogus. He's undercutting the people that he was just lauding a handful of days ago. Give me a break. Well, yeah, same thing. Here's a question. Is the president looking for a result? Does he want to go after the Republicans? What is the plan B? It was bad that it was leaked, I think, or that was on purpose to nudge them. I'm not sure. What was the motivation? Getting some kind of an advantage in letting their plan go out is, okay, this is what we want, so just so you know, we have this in the wings. In the State of the Union, that was emphasized so much, the path to citizenship and, you know, the idea of the bipartisan cooperation, and we're going to hurry up and get it done, and when it goes on my desk, I'm going to sign it. So that's it's pretty underhanded. The fact that the White House immigration proposal would just allow illegal immigrants to become legal permanent citizens within 8 years, and that there would be, you know, they'd have to have more background, you know, businesses would have to have more background checks, securities, whatever, within a, to find out the immigration status of new hires, but within 4 years. So once again, this isn't happening overnight. It, you know, they made it sound like it was happening overnight, but it's not happening overnight. So the bill, what the White House is calling their bill, is the Lawful Prospective Immigrant Visa. Lawful Prospective Immigrant Visa. But I have, this is the problem I have. What about the people? What about, first of all, what about the people who were in line and have been in line and are spending a fortune with lawyers and everything else to try to become American citizens, and they can't get there? So would it have been better for them to cut, come across, whatever, I don't care what nationality they are, and then pay these dues and then become a citizen? Because it seems like in some cases it might be less hassle. And what about the whole idea of we have to secure the borders first? Do we have secure borders? Do we have secure borders right now? And the answer is no. I, in some places it's probably a little bit better, but overall I would say, you know, I don't think so. Here's one from Jimmy who says, Kate, I heard you mentioning ammunition. Sister, you are right on. Cops are buying up a ton of bullets. They're worried. The local municipalities, as some would call it, across the land. However, the people are finding ways to get their ammunition. Trust me, there's one, there's more than one way to skin a cat. It does seem as though some of the stockpiles are loosening up, if you will, but people have to keep on top of it if they want to be able to get their ammo, because it gets, it does get bought up so fast. Even if the backlog is filled up eventually here in this next month or so, I would say to anybody, make sure you get all the stuff that you need, because it's going to be drained out again. I think this is going to be a constant cycle we're going to have with all the conversation that's going on in Washington. All right, thanks for all of your emails. Remember, you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Just click on contact. I'm going to leave you with this one. It's not an email, but it's just a text that somebody sent me. Did you know that a yacht set a record from New York to San Francisco? I had no idea. There was a racing yacht named after one of the world's fastest cars. It's docked in San Francisco now, and it set a record. It's the Maserati. Were you thinking Maserati? How big is this boat? 70 feet. A 70-foot Maserati sailed under the Golden Gate Bridge on the weekend, on Saturday morning, I think it was. It's tied up. It pulled out of New York City 47 days before that. You know how long that journey is? We're talking 13,225 miles around Cape Horn at the tip of South Africa. And they say it's one of the most challenging sailing journeys that you could ever undertake. But the Maserati did it in 47 days, 2 hours, and 33 minutes, easily beating a record that was set in 1998 of 57 days. Wow, that's pretty huge. An Italian skipper, Giovanni Soldini. Now, I wonder why it was called the Maserati.
How do you know him?
Fame, fortune, fat women.
Yeah? How about a beer?
Even better.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.